Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in a fact.
Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready?
Ready.
For the ride of your life.
Turn this up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only. Embodiment Underground Radio with Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just, and you're listening to
Who's That?
It's X in Effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
It's another exclusive. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
My name is Jess, the gang is us. He's too hot to touch, I guess he's dangerous. Fight for fame, for what? I got them things that are flame.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
Enjoy your motherfucker with them summer sounds. Hey, when I'm touring on the road, I keep 100 rounds. Hey, you don't know how it is, but I'm forming 100 towns. Got a stack on my shoulder. I feel like I am Big Papa. You put the blame on the streets. I put the blame on your father. We got enough fucking rappers. Where the fuck all these doctors? They thought that COVID was sick. Bitch, I know I'm a problem. Bitch, I know I'm a monster. I want the bread and cheese. You can hold on to pasta. These niggas scared of me. They some fucking imposter. This how a rapper rap. We ain't know that no one can stop him. No one can top him. I'ma make it happen for bonkers. Nigga, get these bars off Wonka's. Nigga, trap my rap like a GQ. Call that thing Tonka, nigga. President. Rolly, like I'm fucking Ivanka, nigga. Told you that I'm big, but I can't tell you who shot you niggas. Oh Lord, drip down, time for it. Black Concord, just a flex, I'm poor. You can't fuck with my force. I be on my time source. GQ and some drip, something you can't afford. Look, I know you see me on your radio. This how a rapper rap. I know you hear me on your stereo. GQ, hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Let's go!
Underground, hottest radio.
exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground. That track there, you guys, Feel the Breeze by Bree Janae. I got it right. Woo, woo. Okay, because I would definitely do a name some injustice. Am I sounding right, sound engineer? Okay, because I'm getting some kickback on my end. Am I good?
You sound good to me.
I sound okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I got you. All right. Yeah, I had to turn you down.
Okay. All right, you guys. Well, look, you're just locking in to the Embodiment Underground Radio. I am your host, Mahak I Am, formerly known as Maureen Guest.
Formerly. Yeah, she's been reborn.
Yes. I'm a whole new person, and that's a legal name. It's not a social media handle.
Nope.
It's not a gimmick, you know, it's none of that. It's the real deal.
Right.
So legally, Mahak I Am. So we are in progress of kind of changing some things out. But, you know, 21 years of being Maureen Guest, because I'm not going to tell you my age, but 21 years of Maureen Guest, it takes a lot of backtracking trying to get things in order.
Right.
So you guys just hang in there with me. And the beautiful voice you hear in the background. You know what? I don't even know how to refer to her, because this my home girl, this my cuz, this my people, my folks, and all of that.
Family.
Yeah. And she is a woman of many talents and faces and elements and all of that and above. So and I'm gonna try not to make this an Ivy Ray day, because this is Bree Janae's day, but it's kinda hard when you got Ivy sitting over here next to me. How you doing, lady?
I'm good. I'm very, very happy to be here, because they don't even know the history of like Ivy Ray and you know, the past Maureen Guest and Embodiment Radio. Coming from Embodiment when we first started, when I think it was 2013.
It was a long time ago
when I was Poison Ivy, coming into the game, and very blessed to be here 2022 as Ivy Ray, the manager of Ivy Ray Entertainment, and not Poison Ivy, the artist. And then you guys like played my first single back in 2015, Rep Your Hood, and Karma, and Selfish, and every record I've had, y'all broken it. So I was like, you know what? It only fits Bree Janae to get Feel the Breeze to be broken here.
Yay!
So
I love
it. This is why I'm here.
We've been a part of each other's journey.
Ever since I was 32 years old.
Yeah, and since I was 21. Yeah. I'm going to keep it at that. Right. You know, and we're two whole different types of people now. We've actually evolved.
We have.
And I'm loving it.
Yeah, we have. Because I wasn't doing readings then.
Yeah.
No, I was.
And it's popping. You guys, y'all got to check her out. Okay,
see,
this is going to be an Ivy Ray and Bree Janae, because this is the manager. So we can talk about, so it's popping. I mean, I'm like, this woman right here, this woman don't manifest it, everything, and then some. I was telling Maya, I said, you know what? I said, you got to check out. I said, because she just don't manifest it, everything and then some. I'm like, I have seen this whole transition. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad to be a journey of. I know we don't talk all the time. It's far and in between, but the energy is still there. We're still connected.
Right.
We know when we can reach out to each other, and it's all good, right?
Right, it's all good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I just want to say one thing, though. I'm still rocking that Rep Your Hood, but.
Oh, yeah, that Rep Your Hood.
That's in rotation.
I hear that, man. I can hear a remix, though.
Don't do it to her.
Listen, everybody keeps saying, like, you know, are you done with music? And I really truly am. The only reason why I was even on Feel the Breeze was because that song actually was derived from Zen the Buddha. He is a indie artist.
Okay.
And what it was, I'm gonna keep it 100. He didn't have clearance to the original track. Okay. So I didn't know that he didn't have permission to release that actual original track with Feel the Breeze.
Yeah.
So you know me, I had already had Bree Janae on the record. She was coming from Mississippi.
Okay.
So I went and got in touch with Slice Money. I know you probably remember Slice.
Yes.
Slice is my engineer. And I was like, Slice, I'm in a pickle. I need you to reproduce this track, because I was already pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
So he reproduced the track, which is the new track you hear, which I was able to get it copyrighted and trademarked. And then we went ahead and released Feel the Breeze. So I just gave a little 8 bars. But Bree Janae wrote all 3 verses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's very talented. I actually met her. I had a Showtime in the City talent show at Milan's Lounge. Big ups to Milan's Lounge. Shout out to Polo.
All right, Polo.
I'm in partnership with Polo with Milan's Lounge, and he is just awesome. Let me have any events there. Always looking out.
Okay.
And I had a Showtime in the City event for indie artists, and Bree Janae came all the way from Pontotoc, Mississippi, and she didn't win, but in my eyes, she won because she won me.
Okay.
And I seen Poison Ivy in her. I seen, like, for instance, her jump drive messed up.
Uh-huh.
So she did a song a cappella. Like, she just kept going.
Oh, wow.
Most artists would freeze up and be like, oh, my God. You know, she just, you didn't even really would have known something was wrong.
Uh-huh.
So when she did that, I was like, that's something that I would have did.
That's a real performer.
That's a real artist, like a performer.
Yes, yes.
And she's on her spiritual journey. She has a beautiful soul. She's authentic to herself. And then she's plus size, and you know, most people in the game, you know, sex sells.
Yeah.
I don't care about all that.
Right.
I care about your spirit.
There you go.
And I said, this is a person I really want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like my baby sister. She's like, I think she's 26. She just had a birthday.
Oh,
Leo.
She's young.
Yeah, she's young.
Mm-hmm.
She's seasoned. She's an old soul.
She's an old soul.
And when I heard Feel the Breeze, I knew. I was like, I gotta have her on this record. So I was like, man, just write something. And then when she wrote it, you know, I did put my little Ivy Ray little sauce on it. But I'm just very happy, because I do see this record going gold and platinum.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I've just put, you know me, I ain't gonna ask nobody for no help.
Oh yeah, I know you. Yeah, you always and you always coming with the sauce.
You always come with.
You know when Ivy show up. Yeah. You know when she show up, she gonna put a spin on
it. Just a little sauce. And yeah. Then, you know, big ups. You know the Mad Page. I'm live, but big ups to my fans. My Poison Ivy, Ivy Ray fans, and then my Mad Page, like they spin that record like crazy. And then that's a lot of clubs playing it now.
Okay.
So, and I'm proud of Bree Janae. She's going to be calling in like 9 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We waiting on you, Bree Janae. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, be ready. And I like you have a really, because I be peeking. I'm a peeker.
You're a lurker.
I'm a lurker.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. I be, you know, looking to the side and through the little peephole.
Right.
You have a nice following.
I do.
And not only do you have a nice following, you have a loyal
they
following.
Are loyal. Yes.
Yeah.
They are.
And so I'm just so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you too. I'm proud of us.
I think
like, they don't understand like how far we really have come. And I tell people all the time, I really have came a long way. Not just physically, but spiritually.
Primarily.
Yeah. And
primarily.
I just thank God and thank, you know, Spirit Universe for all of my blessings. My business is thriving. I have like 72,000 followers on Facebook.
Oh yeah, you got a nice 90 number.
90 some thousand, you know, and it's growing every day.
There you go.
I'm like I said, I'm very proud of Bree Janae, proud of where Spirit and the Universe is taking us. And hey, I'm just here.
And so you guys are equally yoked as far as energy. And
oh yes,
because you too, you've come down that road of. Spiritual evolution.
I have.
And for you to do what you do with your Mad Page, you have to have some type of energy,
right?
And discernment.
Yeah.
And you know, not that I have those gifts, but I you know I do know that that's just not something that anyone can do.
Yeah.
You have to have a sense of discernment. You have to have a certain spirit.
Yeah.
You got to be connected.
You do.
It has
you
to
do.
Be a connection.
It do.
There.
And I think that's why me and Bree. While we jail, you know, I also have a support club. It's called Fab and Furious Queens.
Okay.
And Bree Janae is my sergeant at arms. Like,
all
she's
right.
like my protector. And she does an amazing job. Like, we are very equally yoked. I love her temperament. She's easy to work with. You know, most artists and management, it's like you give them constructive criticism and they don't want to listen.
Yeah.
But she's all ears. I tell her to do something, she does.
She's coachable.
She's very coachable. Mm-hmm. She listens. And I tell her, hey, I'm your manager, but I'm also your sister. I'm also your friend.
Uh-huh.
Give me your input. Give me your ideas, because you know what type of management I went through as Poison Ivy.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to get through. I started with management and I really did everything by myself. I ain't even gonna lie. You know, I had some all right people, but I didn't have the manager that she got.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I'm giving it to her, because I see me in her. And I was like, you know what? I am going to back her. I'm going to support her. I'm going to invest in her, because I didn't have no management invest in me.
Right.
Everything I did, from my music videos, to Hug the Block, to Selfish, to everything came out my pocket.
So you knew exactly. So what you needed in a manager, and of course you went on that quest of having that, and knowing what you needed as a manager, you ended up being that manager for someone else.
Right.
So Bree Janae is really lucky to have someone to even, because you come from that road as an artist, and to know the bumps and, you know, the ins and outs and some of the nonsense that goes along with it.
Me and Bree, we rock so hard.
Y'all rock that hard.
We rock so hard to the point to where, like, as far as my managing skills,
because
I went through so much as an artist and my trust isn't there with people. I told her, listen, this is how we gonna do it. As far as paperwork wise, I gave her BMI information, her login, and her password.
Uh-huh.
And every time we have performances and I upload stuff, I let her go back in and check and see.
So open records,
everything, because when it come down to the money and the royalties and distribution,
right.
I want her to see, this is equal opportunity. Like, I'm not here to take anything from you. I'm trying to invest into you, and I want you to be able to trust me, because when we go up, we're going to go up together, so she can know, hey, we started from the bottom, now we're here.
So, I think you kind of started midway.
Well,
I mean, in retrospect to your expectations as to what you want for her from you.
She started midway, but I came from.
I don't know, but no. But see, by the time you guys, because you guys did meet before.
She came in as Ivy Ray. That's true.
Not Poison Ivy, but Ivy Ray.
Yeah, she came in. She came in when I'm already on top. She didn't come in when I was starting down here.
That's
I was
right.
Crying, coming yeah. to y'all.
She got you when you was, yeah, you she, know, you had trials and tribulations yeah, by
she
that time.
She didn't get the food stamp boys, and she got the six yeah. figure.
Oh, okay. She got the she got the money.
Yeah, she got the actual got the boss.
We got the cash money, Ivy. Cash money.
Yeah, she didn't get the old
I like that. But look, you guys, we are at the bottom of the hour, and Regina, if you're listening, we're awaiting your call. But for right now, we're going to go to a really quick music break. Again, we have Ivy Ray in the building, manager yep. for our guests who will be calling in. And real quickly, I want to make a real quick announcement for all the listeners out there. Make sure, first and foremost, you keep... I have a hard time saying keep us on lock because I come from terrestrial radio, and adjusting to online radio has a different type of language. But I'm going to say keep those apps on lock, okay? And so also, too, for the artists out there, if you want to have any airplay, just simply go to @360fm.com, or you can go to the embodimentundergroundradio.com website as well. Put your music in. I prefer lyrically conscious music, and that means a lot. Just whatever your message is. I don't care about the curse words. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't have a message. I'm aggressive too. I'm very aggressive in my speech at times. I'm not offended by it, but one thing I don't like is the WAP and things of that nature. Okay, you guys get the gist of it. But you can express yourself, if it's forcefully, if it's going to be lovingly, it doesn't matter, as long as whatever you're putting out there in the universe, I want sure that it's not going to be toxic. We have young people out there that we're trying to rear in the right direction. All right. So stay locked in. Mundo, who do we have on the hit list?
Oh, we got Toby featuring Contraband.
Nwigwe. He's a bad boy, and we're going to stop with him, Silk, because we want to come back in and make sure we take Brigitte. So let's go ahead and start with Toby Nwigwe. Right. And he's a bad boy. He's independent. You would think he's mainstream, but he is up there. You guys stay locked in. He is off the chain. You're locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
What's up? This your boy DJ Taz, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we most definitely kicking it live. That right.
I be in the cut like snitch, nil. If you hear the gun go click, click, then you're dead. My plan is to have about six kids, get my girl thick as biscuits from Little Mrs. Dead. Also, make a whole lot of dope, but still remain what be floating in Camaros. My little homie see my matrimony, say he want one, but got so many hoes. No, he don't really know that if he free the pictures, he be living well, but in weak conditions, he been reaching. I be living hella propositions for him, wishing that he listen, but it's hard to pay attention when you on the hoes. My buddy in the club, all religious, he get vicious when it come to getting digits. He gon' holler at the thickest, make her feel like he the richest. If the baby is a vixen, her legs in the air like eucalyptus, where she go home. But everybody leaving unfulfilled when the thrill of the night is built on something fishy and you feel it in your gills. It ain't real, but you keep on swimming out the pond towards the field where you don't belong, and you still ain't healed from the last one that had you in your heels, big stepping towards destruction.
You see, if it's between me and you, brother, I don't think I can lose, brother.
Black clock clogging my artery. Gunshot straight through the heart of me. Breathe, breathe, come on.
Need a breather. Fucking towards the light. That's my conscious. Breathing. Told you what the others. You a lover, not a fighter. Tryna be a gangster. Should've been a fighter. Always wonder why the negativity excites you. I'll be there my next life. End up like you. Tryna find a kid as I reincarnate. That the one that listened to my wisdom. For heaven's sake. Was trying to guide you. God, leave you. Got in my way. You a pain, but it hurt to see you die anyway.
I'ma go to tell I don't compare. Nunca never. We can do it on the cell como quiera. Pick a place anywhere donde llega. Talk to me night, no sé cualquiera. Drama Toby, cuanto interesa. Hoy hermano, vamos a cambiar el planeta. Real place from the south, nothing better. Mami with my dogs, feeling like the good fellas. Bringing back real rap, transcending trendsetters in the bongo, go, go, go. In the slums all day, I was standing in the hallway, slapping like.
Fool me once, it's a shame on you.
Come as a rich soul, but go as a rich man that lived the earth whole thing. Why pick land if that's your purpose? I'm just saying we made it through mud and quicksand. Tell me what I am if not a real one. Just a little one, shooting the fair one. Trace a great
famous, whose voice now seem ancestral. My young soul's hunting your dreams, hunted by goals. I remember struggling, wanting money to show, suffering, watching mine support a humble abode. Now it's my place to humble the bold. In a world where they tell me I'm inadequate. You got some nerve. You got some nerve. Ask me why I walk around with attitude. 400 years I was born to be mad at you. Born as a radical, you must think I'm moving with a fool. I see how you high playing cool, but you high. You keep out of sun, your flower child, pull from his root. Your school's lies about the soil and thumb. Like, when did I leave and branch off my family tree? We come from the dirt, the mud. We was meant to succeed. Was brought overseas to serve, but there's nothing I breathe. Coast country will forever be king. History repeats.
All right, you guys, that was Toby Nwigwee. Try to find my way. You guys, check them out. Again, just follow them. They're all over the place. I think they did several performances, BET Awards. But is the Grammy, is that one of the music awards too? I get them confused. Okay, Grammy is centered around music. I'm thinking the Oscars is around more so the actors. But they do have big performances. Again, that is an independent artist. So the artists out there that are striving to make it to the top, you choose your own way. You can either go independent. You can, if you want to go mainstream, either way. But do not let success determine your plight based on which path you chose.
Right.
You know, so there's different ways you can get to the top, you know.
Right,
it's okay.
Right.
Some people go between the two,
right,
you know. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. All right, you guys. So speaking of artists, we got a lovely lady over the phone, and I don't know if you didn't listen to the show at the beginning, shame on you, but she actually opened up the show, Feel the Breeze, that nice sultry sound, that R&B sound, you know, so she kind of put a whole twist on the show, because I think today I have a complete lineup of rap artists, so we brought in the goddess, not queen, we brought in the goddess,
right.
R&B. Female artist, and I don't want to put female on there. We know she a female. We got Bree Janae, and
yes,
she's also a songwriter, by the way,
she
too.
Is.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
Bree Janae, are you on the line, and can you hear me clearly?
I'm on the line. I can hear you.
I know you can hear me clearly, because I have a, you know what, my vocals carry Bree Janae. That's a kind of like a little.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you can hear me. Look, we are super excited to have you. I want to first start with this, that Feel the Breeze, we're vibing that. We are literally vibing that. And your vocals are just off the
amazing
chain.
Amazing.
It is. It is.
Period.
Oh, we love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And do.
Thank you.
Something to ride to.
Yeah, yeah. Let's first start, Bree Janae, because I want to. She said, period. Did you say period, Bree Janae?
Yeah, period.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it. Let me ask you real quickly, because I kind of. We chopped it up a little bit before you called in. And again, you know, Ivy gave me a little rundown as to how you guys encountered each other and, you know, where about in her journey that you guys' relationship started. And I want to say this, you got the right person. You got the right person in your pocket. You cannot help but go in the right direction. Ivy is, I mean, this woman here is a go-getter. She's a manifester. She's not just a creation. She's a creator. And, you know, and I preach that a lot. We can be more than a creation. You know, we're creators also. So you got the right partnership, the right friendship, the perfect mentor. So you just can't go wrong. You ain't no telling what she going to have you out there doing now, Bree Janae.
A lot.
Because she's a daredevil.
A lot. She already know the vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because she come with goodies sometimes.
She know what it is.
She already know, huh? Yeah. Now, Bree Janae, how long have you been interested as an artist, or how long have you started singing? When did you know that you had this voice?
Well, at 5 years old, my dad had bought me a little small mini keyboard. And ever since then, just music has been like a therapy for me. And so everything that I go through, as a little child, I just, you know, write music about it or just play the piano. And I'll say 10 years old is when I actually took it serious and actually wanted to record my first song. So.
Oh, wow. At 10 years old, Bree Janae?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. I'm 10 years old. Yeah, at 10 years old, I'm looking at Michael Jackson, the most busting his moves.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what did mom and dad, you know, what was their take on this? Were they wooed by it, or they was like, oh, baby, you know, let's kind of take it slow. You know, did you have support around that time, or fast forward as you grew older and you kind of stepped a little bit more into your vocals? Because I know your vocals change over time. You know, do you have a strong mm-hmm. support system? I mean, as far as family is concerned, because I know you have a strong support system with Ivy. It's no doubt. That's hands down. But outside of your management, what is your support system? What does it look like, and how does your family how do they react to this?
Well, my mom, she, you know, reacted real good. You know, I had really grew up in church singing too as well.
Uh-oh.
And you know, I'd be up there, you know, singing praise team, you know, and when I would go see my dad and stuff like that, he'll have the garage open and he'll have the piano ready for me to start playing. He was like, hit that note right there.
Okay.
I'm like, Dad, you ain't like you Joe Jackson.
Hey.
So I was like, yeah, like it was big support because, you know, he wanted to see me make it, and my mom, they wanted to see me make it. So
amazing.
It was really, you know, a really good support system, and they knew that music was me and music was the thing for me. So
okay.
Yeah, that was really good supportive.
All right. And Dad, is he cool with the R&B, you know, versus the gospel? Did he transition to that pretty well, or did you have to have a come to Jesus talk on that?
No, actually, you know, like I said, that's more my mom, but my mom, you know, she really likes the type of music that I sing and I write about, because she can actually cope to it too and, you know, listen to it without being like, you know, but
yeah.
So really and truly, it was really my mom. But my dad, you know, he's down home blues. I mean,
okay, okay,
whatever, yeah.
All right.
Right, right. Okay. What made you want to work with me, Bree?
I wanted to work with you because you had a spirit that was so like nurturing. You know, like a nurturing spirit that you like. Okay, I can go to this person and have strong faith in this person and actually, you know, trust that person, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people you cannot trust, especially in Atlanta.
Right.
A lot of people in Atlanta
talking about.
But you
right,
most
right.
definitely, you most definitely, I felt a whole different vibe. And we, you know, we vibed through the whole night because I was like, you know what I mean? But
right.
Yeah. So that's when I first met you. You had a very nurturing spirit and a go-getter spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
I knew then I wanted to work with her. And I was like, please, Lord, let her work with me.
How has, I mean, we started, I think we met in March officially. I think that was the talent show. So since March mm-hmm. up until now, which is August, March. 5 months, right?
It's only been 5 months.
It's only been 5 months.
Wow.
So what have we all accomplished within 5 months?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. We accomplished so many obstacles and hurdles and everything. And trust and, you know, between each other and all types of stuff. So,
yes.
But something yeah. tell me you're going to have yeah. to kind of put the brakes on, because you guys are moving quickly. And yeah. And so you guys have a history. And so, like we said, I'm gonna keep putting this out there. Ivy come with all kind of surprises. You already know this, so I think this is just a warm up.
I always say, like, I'm gonna stop doing something, and I'll be like, Bree, we gotta go. We gotta be in Atlanta. We gotta be like, she be ready too.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's had a lot of, you know, the devil always busy when you got something great on the table.
Oh yeah.
And it seemed like as soon as me and her hit the ground, it was like. She got into a car accident. She got hit by a tractor trailer.
Bree, wait, what you doing? Yeah, what's going on?
We was leaving at no, she was leaving Atlanta. We had some stuff to do musically, and then she got hit by a tractor trailer. And it was like then she had car issues, but she was still pushing through. It just seemed like every time we had studio time or sessions,
something was happening.
It was always like the devil trying to stop us from like dropping this song.
Right.
So it took us 90 days. Oh, then we lost the jump drive with the session files.
Oh no.
And we went in, recorded it, took it to the UPS, and the lady transposed the number, so they sent it to somebody else's house. So I had to spend another $400 to go back. We had to re-record. It was crazy.
Okay.
So this song that y'all hear, this little 4 minutes and 11 seconds, it took us 90 days.
Well, it's very well put together. Yeah, the arrangement, the vocals, I mean, the lyrics, everything, it goes... It fits just quite nicely.
And she's not a studio artist. Bree Janae, give them a little bit of Feel the Breeze.
Uh-oh. So talk to me. Brought to me, Bree.
Give them a little bit.
I'm explaining. All right. So here we go. Just come with me and feel the breeze. Just release and be at peace.
Girl, you know your shout. I love it.
That's
Brave. Oh yeah. Now is this your first recording track here? Is this the very first one?
Recording with me.
With
but
you.
She has a song on iTunes called Gotta Go. I'm going to actually re-release that song because I'm gonna push Bree Janae to her limit. I'm gonna have her very uncomfortable because
as
I want
her
to get out of the box. You understand? So she's gonna be doing some different. We're gonna do country.
Okay.
We're gonna do a whole bunch of like different things. We're not just gonna do R&B. She's multi-talented.
Okay.
So I want to like take her out of that box, but she's gonna be like the first Black African American female to do country, rock.
Okay.
We're gonna do a little bit of rapping. We're gonna try to bring that Janae back.
Okay.
And a little bit of that.
Janae Aiko. Yeah.
And,
she's smooth too.
Just you remember that song? Hey, Mr. DJ.
Yes.
No, Janae. Yeah. Remember how they had the singing and talking? Mm-hmm. We're going to do a little bit of that, a little bit of Marsha Ambrosius and, you know, some poetry. We on a spiritual thing here.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a little. Yeah.
And the thing about it, Bree, you know, and Ivy said that she wants you uncomfortable. Because you can't be comfortable until you experience being uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, there's no progression when you're not uncomfortable, you know. And so I totally believe in that. And as far as the spiritual journey, I want to piggyback off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just for everyone's FYI, X360 FM, not just the Embodiment Underground Radio, we are about spirituality also, and not this trending type of spirituality, because everybody, you know, sometimes I hate the word woke, awakened. We just use things so much out of context, so I wish we could just have some other type of language.
Right.
But we are now considered a quantum 432 hertz radio station. Our music is the frequency
of
it's 432 hertz. The electromagnetic beat of the earth. What has happened is that over time, because we live in a society, everything that we've learned, you really need to unlearn it.
You know,
a lot of things are actually it's used to keep us oppressed as a people. And so music was changed originally from 432 hertz to 440. The 440 is what puts the toxicity into the minds of the people. It triggers fear. It breaks down the immune system.
Right,
it does all those things. So everything that's ran through this station is 432 hertz. Even your song that we played, we converted that to 432 hertz.
Again,
it's the electromagnetic beat of the earth.
Right.
We're all about being in unison with Mother Earth, the universe, source. We're all driven on energy.
Right,
so that's where we are at this current moment.
And I love that because when I go live, when I go to my intermissions, I'll play Archangel Michael's meditation, which is 432 hertz. And that's how I clear my chakras and for the listeners, I tell them,
ma'am,
you know, we're going to take a minute break, close your eyes, meditate, let's detox and come right back.
Yes.
But I'm very proud of you, cousin.
Yeah.
Because when I lost my cousin, when he transitioned, that's when you were reborn. And I remember you going into hermit mode, and it was like, it was deep. It was deep. So, you know, people seen, like, they was like, oh my God, like, she's changing. I'm like, no, she was... You were reborn. It was a lot.
And it's still a lot. I'm going through it. And she's speaking of my son, Bree. I lost my son in 2019. He would have been 37 in July.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that, you know what? I never met Payne until June 12th.
I remember that day.
That was the first day I ever met Payne. Yeah. I always thought, you know, when you rerun it, when you backtrack your life, I never knew Payne until that moment. So, yeah, that was the first time I feel like I was hit by a tractor trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that day, and I just prayed and I prayed, and I was like, you know, because, you know, I mean, many people say, oh, I understand. I know how you feel. And I'm like, no, if you have never lost a child, I can't relate. And I know Bree Janae lost her daughter, Nevaeh.
Oh, no, Bree Janae, I'm sorry.
So she can relate to you.
You can relate.
And, but like I said, it was a beautiful rebirth of you.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you on your spiritual
journey. Thank you. Well, Bree, we got to get back to you now, because I've been over this hot, juicy bio. Now, you're in video production mode.
Yep.
You got a tour. Yes. You got a tour in makings. Let's talk about this. Let's first talk about the video production mode. Now, how is that going? Are you overwhelmed or are you excitedly over? Because, you know, overwhelmed can be good or bad. Like my daughter, she's excited about how her business is going. She's like, oh, I'm just so busy. I'm so overwhelmed. But she's chuckling at the same time. I said, but guess what? You're overwhelmed for your own creation.
Right.
So let's talk about this video production first. Where are you as far as the mindset, because again, even though you and Ivy, you know, we can talk about all the things that we love about her. What are some of the things you just want to say, look now, God darn it? Because Ivy comes with a lot. She comes with a lot. So, and let's feel free to talk about that, because she may have you out there, you know, daggone on top of a billboard trying to sing to the masses. So, because I told you, she bound to have you doing all kind of stuff.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
We don't talk about let's start with the video production. What's going on with that? And then we're going to talk about, you know, when you want to say, you little Ivy, you know, can we have this talk for a moment? I'm listening. I'm all ears, Bree. I put you on the spot.
as I was telling Ivy, you know, music to me, as you were saying too, as well, that it's important and it's necessary to get good music out there, and music that's going to synthesize people into a peaceful and harmony, you know. And so that is my goal, is to, you know, be in that mode to actually be a minister of music, you know, for the world to hear, you know, because the music that's out right now, you know, it's messing up everybody's frequencies, you know, these 808s and all that stuff, you know. So that's my goal and what I'm looking forward to. So nothing really is putting me under stress, because I know it comes with that.
Okay.
So you have to be ready for that, you know what I'm saying? Have to be just happy in the now, you know.
Awesome.
And just let everything go with the flow, because as Ivy always tell me, we're going to have these power moments.
Yes. Yes.
So, yes. You know, just put your big girl drawing panties
on. Yeah. We've had a lot of tower moments. It's been difficult, but I thank God and the universe for stepping in, and everything happened on divine timing with this record with Bree Janae, with me. And as far as the video is concerned, we are getting ready to do that. Okay. And I told Bree Janae, as far as the video, I'm not even going to go all crazy. I may even have just maybe two transition scenes.
Okay.
Because I want it to capture her feeling the breeze. You know, we may go to the beach. I'm gonna get some scenes of her meditating. I want the world to see Bree Janae, like, and to be a representation of everybody.
Yeah,
so can. Even the hippies, like her smoking, whatever she want to do.
Yeah.
Be yourself. Be natural.
That's right.
And I just want feel the breeze is gonna be simple, and it's gonna be beautiful. And I'm gonna just let her and God do what she want to do. She can do whatever she wants.
That'll work it out.
That's it.
And that, you know, and I can, there's a lot you can do with that. Feel the breeze. I even have visions in my mind.
Yes, yes.
You know, yeah.
And I'm also looking for sponsorships. Like, I'm sending a record to different companies like Tide.
Okay.
You know, different, you know, just different things for that song. So I'm getting some hitbacks. We got a, I think we got an email back from somebody in LA about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You hear that, Bree? So now you're getting some attention.
Yes.
So now are you excited, you're nervous, or are you a little bit of everything wrapped into one? Are you afraid of success? You know, some people can be afraid of success, and when they get there, it's like, ooh, I wish I would have knew this, like, you know, 20 years ago.
I'm in a position in my spiritual journey. I want to even call it spiritual journey. I call it mind, body, and soul journey.
Yes.
Everything, as so above, so below.
There you go.
So really this, you know, success, you know, it really doesn't scare me because I'm, you know, like I said, like success to me is just materialistic things. And what I'm doing right now is more than materialistic.
Right.
So whatever I have to do to get out there, the Most High is going to lead me, and he's not going to put more on me that I can't bear.
Precisely.
So,
and her music has is she's ministering. Her music is not just a beat to some lyrics. No, she's ministering.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling you feel freeze, just release mm-hmm. and be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's mm-hmm. she's talking and she's healing.
Rome was not built overnight.
Yeah, Rome wasn't exactly. built overnight, you know. So like I said, I appreciate Bree, her spirit, you know, and that's why I love it, because if you listening to her music, you can't help but let spirit run through you,
there you go.
And get chills. And her EP, I'm gonna start on that as well. I like to do one thing at a time, because when I was Poison Ivy, I was doing everything all together. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have a manager. I was just do videos and,
yeah.
and Purple Lemonade and albums.
But you was
parties.
Pushing it. You was pushing it.
If I would have had me,
yeah,
I would have had a sense of direction. And I wouldn't have been so overwhelmed to make me want to quit.
Exactly.
So that's why I jumped on this side. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to let you use me. Give me a person that's like-minded like me mm-hmm. that I can mm-hmm. invest in, and she can invest in herself. Mm-hmm. And then, because as a team, we can go far. That's why I love Bree Janae, because I see mm-hmm. me in her.
I love that. Yeah. I like that. And yeah. I like how, you know, artistry is a form of expression. So it's a part of your evolution, and you're correct, mind, body, and spirit.
Yes.
And it all goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is your way. This is more kind of like, I don't want to say shadow work. It could be kind of considered a little bit of shadow work mm-hmm. because your evolution and your artistry is part of the evolution, and you're using that as your platform mm-hmm. because we do have work. We do have to reach out to the masses.
Right.
And what better way to reach mm-hmm. out to the masses through music? Because mm-hmm. music is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. We just make it toxic.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and so I like that. And we need more of this, because it's been so watered down. It's been so poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time for mm-hmm. this now.
Right.
We're in the age of Aquarius.
Yes.
It's time. This is the era yeah. of exposure. This is the era of evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Our world has taken a shift. So, you know, this is perfect. This mm-hmm. is perfect timing.
Right.
This
right.
was intended. You know, we mm-hmm. chose this lifestyle. And you're right. It's I wouldn't say it's materialistic. It's just a fun part in life. You came and you chose to have mm-hmm. fun. And this is what you're doing, Bree Janae. And I
right.
applaud you for that. Don't get me preaching on this mic, okay?
And I want to tell the world, everybody listening X 360 FM Embodiment Radio, I am very proud of Bree Janae. I am proud of you, Bree, and I want to tell the world that. You know what I'm saying? You really have, you know, surprised me, and I appreciate your hard work, your diligence, and we going up.
Oh yeah! Look at
we going up. You are right now.
All the way up. Yes.
Now, real quickly, because we're almost out of time. Bridget Nacy, we need 2 hours. Okay, we got to do a follow up.
When she said when Poison Ivy, well,
y'all know Poison Ivy.
I say Ivy.
Hey, when Poison she says going up,
it's going up.
It's going up.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Yeah. You may be on the screen machine 1 minute, you're gonna be smooth sailing, maybe the mind be that's the Six Flags here in Atlanta, Bridget right. Nace. So I'm talking the whole other language.
Yeah,
real quickly, let's talk about the tour. I wanna just know a little bit about the tour so the listeners can be on the lookout, listen out.
So the surprise for Bridget Nace is I spoke with Sean Milley's manager.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Milley is a up and coming indie artist. Well, I think he's signed now, but a very close friend of mine. He's from Augusta, Georgia.
Okay.
His hit single is called Love Me. But Franklin, or Yogi, is his manager, and we are tight. And we are talking about having a Sean Milley, Bree Janae open for him type tour. Yeah, I'm working on Yeah, you ain't know about all that. This is her first time.
Yeah.
But,
wow, that's great.
Uh-huh, let the cat out the bag.
I talked to Franklin last week, and we're going to try to work out something.
Okay.
So, yeah, but definitely that's coming. And big ups to Lady Nate. K Nate in Houston, Texas. I've been working on some little stuff with her. I know she's busy too, but there's so many people that want to do something with me.
Well, that's just a good problem.
I know, but
it's a good problem to have.
I need more time in the day.
That's good for you, Bree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, even if it's to the point to where I got to do my Mystic Moon tour and then have Bree Janae, because we started that, but there's some kinks in the road.
Okay.
And then with this monkeypox and stuff going on, it's kind of, I don't know what's going on.
Well,
with
we're
that.
Not gonna entertain it.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm like,
gonna,
what is going on? Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we yeah. Bree Janae and Ivy Ray Entertainment, we not stopping.
Yeah, you can't.
No. She is a star and she yeah. belongs in the sky.
She's too talented.
So
yeah.
I'm definitely gonna push to get her to where I know that God want her to be.
And she deserves it. Yeah. Right. There's no doubt. I think it's intended and you guys are making mm-hmm. strides in such a short period of time. Mm-hmm. Bree Janae, we can talk all day, all night. For the reason that you got Ivy on your side, that's first and foremost. You guys have covered a lot of area over a 5-month span.
Right.
You guys have history before, you know, before the management artist relationship. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what we're going to do, we're just going to make sure that we're following you. We're going to be a part of your journey. We have followed you on social media, so you will be getting our support. You guys, Ivy already knows that we are exclusively for the artist. So any cuts that you guys put out there, we want it. And mm-hmm. and your what am I trying to say? Your stance on where you're taking, and Ivy's too. I think we're all kind of going through that and a lot of the masses, the collective consciousness is getting wider and bigger, and mm-hmm. and we're in that time that everyone has the opportunity to advance,
right.
Because we're living now, mm-hmm. we're evolving to a fifth dimensional society and mm-hmm. world, and so we all have the opportunity yes. to ascend, and it's up to us to right. choose that ride and that route. But S360 FM stands for that. Again, we are a quantum 432 hertz radio station. Quantum meaning that we are in alignment with the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're making strides. We have an online store that only sells items that focuses on alignment and
yes,
balance of
yes.
the mind, body, and spirit.
Yes, and that is yeah. Mystic. If you look up my business, Mystic Moon Healing is mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's actually
this
part
is, this
of
is
it.
So, this is
yeah,
so great
this is
here.
Everything. Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm so proud of I'm proud of us.
We doing that thing. Let me stop.
Y'all make sure y'all follow Bree Janae. Follow Please. Her on Instagram. Follow her on Facebook at Bree, B-R-E underscore Janae, J-A-Y-N-E. Just follow her on all platforms. Also download Feel the Breeze by Bree Janae, B-R-E apostrophe capital J-A-Y-N-E. If you don't know how to spell Bree Janae, just type in Feel the Breeze Ivy. It will pop up. It's available on all digital platforms, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and everywhere. And if you are an indie artist, come on out August 27th at Milan's Lounge in Stockbridge, Georgia, 5531 North Henry Boulevard. Come on out, indie artists. It's free to get in. And we're trying to see what talents are out there. So we appreciate the time.
All right, you guys, I hope you got that. Again, follow Bree Janae on social media. And also, too, you guys, we're going to go ahead and put it in rotation if you guys are good with that.
Yeah.
And you can all, if you can't get enough of that track, you can go in and put a request in and it'll play it again now.
Right.
But you can only hit it so many times, so because we want to make sure all the other tracks are getting some airplay.
Right.
You know, something tell me people going to want to hear it over and over and over again, Bree Janae. We're going to end up calling this yes. Bree Janae radio station.
Right.
Yeah, so let your followers yes. and your fans and your, you know, your haters, all that stuff out there, you know, say, look, go check me out. But we'll definitely keep you in rotation. And we just, again, we're just going to be following you on your journey, and we're here to support you. I think you have an amazing voice. You have an amazing manager. So again, and as Poison, you started that. Ivy
fine.
Ray, it's your fault.
No, I
yeah,
know.
I, yeah, yeah. Ivy, like she said, you're going up. You don't have a choice if you're going to partner up with this chick sitting next to me. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's not an option, Bree. So I'm just letting you know that now. All right, you guys, make sure you guys follow this artist. Also, if you're just locking in, I'm going to say it again, shame on you. And so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and close the show out, because we did a whole show with an interview. I mean, we march the beat of our own drum here at S360 FM. We're not your traditional show. So we're going to close out with Feel the Breeze. Silk, the engineer.
And big shout out to Slice Money for producing and arranging the track. And big ups to Zenda Buddha for the origination of the original Feel the Breeze. And big ups to Breezinay. Feel the Breeze, man. Hey, download it now.
Yes, get it. And also, too, you guys can get you can run this interview back within maybe a couple of 48 to 72 hours. You can find us on all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud. Just everything that's out there, you can find us. So you can get this full interview for your ears only. We're also on YouTube. You can also find this interview on YouTube.
Okay.
So and we'll post that on our social media just to give you all the different platforms. Breezinay, it is an honor to have had the opportunity to interview you. I do want to get an update in the future to see where you are and see how things are going with your career. And I want to say ministry. Let me take that back. How your ministry is going with that lovely voice that you've been blessed with. Ivy, we want to have her back,
Always.
All right. So thank you very much and blessings. And the world is yours. Keep creating.
All right.
Yes. Thank you so much. And thank you, Queen.
All right, lady. Okay, you guys, that was Breezinay. Follow her.
All right.
Where are we now? Where are we? Top of the hour, past top of the hour?
We just hit it.
Okay, we're going to close this thing out, you guys.
Feel the breeze.
Also, you guys chime in tomorrow. We have another amazing show. We're going to have some of the dopest, and I mean dopest, independent artists, hip-hop artists, and these guys are nothing to sneeze at. I mean, I kind of equate them to Outkast or somebody like that. I'm sorry. I am a fan. These guys, they should be known worldwide, and I hate that because there's a lot of talented artists out there that are not known. And some of these mainstream artists, they need to go sit down because some of them are not even worthy of even having all that fame and fortune. I don't know if that's wrong to say.
Where's Just Junior?
He rocking.
I need to hear some music.
We opened up. They have a little freestyle that we have part of the intro. Well, you guys lock in tomorrow. We have Self-Centered. It's going to be in the station at 6:00 p.m. And I think you guys will be pleasantly pleased with these guys. Again, they're old spirits, and they're all about what's going on in the world. And they will give you a piece of their mind as to what it relates to the real world. And I love it, all right? They take no prisoners, hands down. But for now, you guys, you've been listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we have taken control.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
Hey, it's Mondo J. Malone, locked in with Embodiment Radio. You already know that we taking control.
You need to do, no need to be afraid to move on. You got to be strong.
Embodiment Underground Radio. Check us out Monday through Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on S360 FM.
Hey, what's good, man? It's me, Luffy, and Hey yo, this your boy Trick Elmo, and you know who I'm rocking with when I'm in ATL? Embodiment Underground Radio.
Like, tune in. Peace out, bro.
Peace.
Hold up, it's your boy Wolfgang Jock, and I'm rocking with the livest Embodiment Underground Radio show.
Like, who the
fuck
is that?
What's up? It's your boy Prime Time 1010, man. Two series ENT. You're now locked in
X,
with me.
X,
to the sign of the
six, six, six.
Peace out, bro.
What's going on, world? It's your man, SU the Guru. I'm rocking with X360FM. Make sure you follow your boy at Rhymes Designs at SU the Guru. We all out here, man.
Hey. You are now tuned in to Embodiment Radio. Y'all rocking with your boy Money Miko, and y'all listening to the sounds of the underground. Enjoy the show.
What up? This is Motion. You're listening to Embodiment Underground Radio, the underground.
Peace out, bro.
Peace.
Yo, what up, it's Mike Lindsay,
you are
now listening to Embodiment Radio, and it's only the Grind. X, 3, 6, 6, 6, 6. Hey, it's Mondo J. Malone, locked in with Embodiment Radio. You already know that we taking control.
Peace and power to all, I am Mr. J. Smith.
We are here now, listening to Embodiment Underground Radio.
Peace out, bro.
Peace.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Kissy Lee, and I'm rocking with X360 FM.
Yo, this is Motown Man the Skip, so we're checking out Embodiment Underground Radio. Chup.
Like, who the fuck is that?
Yo, it's the Guru of Atlanta, Kilo Ali, clothing all in his power. And right now, you listen to Embodiment Radio.
What's
up, y'all? It's your girl, Mimi.
I'm the Night.
Yo, it's Pina.
And we're the Mako Girls.
We're live and in studio with
the Underground.
Tia Mako Girls, let's get it.
Your girl Kissy Lee, and I'm rocking with X360 FM. Mwah.
What's going on, listeners?
This is your boy March Madness. What's up, you guys? It's your girl Kissy Lee, and I'm rocking with X360 FM. Mwah.
Yo, what up? This is your boy Martez, and you listen to Embodiment Radio.
What's up? This is Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rockin' with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
What's up? This your boy DJ Taz, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we most definitely kicking it live.
Dead right.
Guess what? It's time to lock it down and listen to the sounds of the underground with me, Erica S. Ooh, we be jamming.
Hey y'all, this your girl Black Paris, and you are jamming to the underground, so keep it locked.
Hello, it's your boy Alo the Radio God, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio. Stay locked in, you already know what it is. Turn up!
Just
and you're listening to Embodiment.
Just.
And you're listening to Embodiment Underground Radio.
Yo, it's the guru of Atlanta, Kilo Ali, clothing all in his power. And right now, you're listening to Embodiment Radio.